The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot.
Today's Daf is being studied. Le'anun Nishmat Avraham ben Esther Hashem Tenehenu Began Eden for Ashubema Miki ben Jamie for Astahal ben Yamin Mordechai ben Esther. We begin today's Daf on Samech Het Amud Rishon. We start from the Mishnah. As you see, the beginning of our Mishnah is a parenthetical. We could just read it anyway because it's going to come up in the Gemara. The Gemara will quote it. So the Mishnah reads, "Kol apesulin shemalku medikatan pesula ve'eno metame bebet habeli'ah." So we're discussing a law over here. Torah says if an animal becomes a nevela, meaning it wasn't slaughtered properly, there's tum'at on it. And if a person eats it, it's metamehim. So the Hadush over here is, if let's say a Pasul, a Kohen, let's say that was Pasul, made Milika. So Milika normally kosher the bird up. So the Hadush over here is, even if a Pasul made the Milika is Pasula. It means it's not valid. But at the same time, it doesn't make it a Nevela, and it's not going to be Mitame Betabili'ah. We'll have to see why. It is enough of a shechita, even though it was done by a pasu. Malak b'smol. Let's say he made medika with his left hand. Not supposed to, he's supposed to make medika with the right hand. Or balayla. Or he did it at night. Not supposed to do it at night, because it was done during the day. Shachat chulin bifnim. Or let's say, he made shechita, not medika, shachat. He made an actual shechita of chulin. Of something that's not sacrificial, he didn't designate it as a korban bifnim, even though you're not supposed to do that. only supposed to make shechita of korbanot inside the azara. Instead he took chulin and he brought it inside the azara and he made a shechita, but it's a shechita v'kadashim b'chutz, or the opposite, he took something that was designated as a korban and he sacrificed it outside the azara again, but it is a shechita. Enan metameot bebet habeli'ah. The rule in all these cases is the shechita or the milika is considered enough that it doesn't make it a nevela, and therefore it's not going to be metameh bebet habeli'ah. Let's read Rashi at this to this point. Kol pesulin. It's the first white line all the way on the bottom. Kol pesulin. The Gemara is going to say kol. What is the kol coming to include? Ve'ena metameim. Shemelikatan metaharatan. Now that's the rule. Bottom line, even though the medika was done by somebody that was invalid, or was done with the left hand, or was done at night, still, bottom line, the medika takes it out of the status of nevela. The fishin of salba kodesh. The Gemara is going to explain if salba kodesh. What it means is that technically these items, if they were brought on the mizbeach, you don't bring them down. Some types of shechitot or some types of psulim, even if they went on the mizbeach, you have to take it down. These items b'di'avad, if they went on the mizbeach, lo yered. So since they're not so severe in that sense, so then we're going to say that the medika also is considered enough to say that it takes it out of the status of a nevela. That we'll see in the Mishnah coming up and the Gemara continuing. Look at the Mishnah. Two lines at the bottom. Malak besakin. He used a knife. No. He used a knife like medika would be done. He pierced it. Did he make shechita? You're right. If he made shechita, that's kosher. He did it like from the back, and he punctured it, which is normally not the way you make shechita. So malak besakin, malak chulin bifnim, or you made melika on chulin inside. Now, melika on chulin does not valid. Melika only works for kadashim. A shechita for chulin is okay, but a melika for chulin is not good. So malak bechulin bifnim v'kadashim b'chutz. Or for that matter, you made a melika on something that was kodesh, and you did it outside. So the deen is, yes, all these items are going to be in the Bela. Look at that sheet, bottom line. Malak chulin bifnim v'kadashim b'chutz. The no shaycha melika bechulin. Right, there's no melika by chulin, lo bifnim v'lo b'chutz. Right, I don't care, inside, outside. V'wadin, the chulin b'chutz. Right, okay, we'll see exactly where it learns that case. Continue the Mishnah. Torin shlo egia zmanan. The law is a bird, when you bring a turtle dove, it has to be a certain age before it's considered kasher. So let's say you made melika on the tor before it reached its maturity to be kasher. Ubnei Yonah she'avar zmanam. Or the opposite, by Bnei Yonah have to be young. That's what's called Bnei Yonah. You delayed it until after its maturity. Bottom line, one animal, one bird you slaughtered too late or too early, and one you slaughtered too late. Continue. Shiyavsha gapa. One of the wings of the bird dried up. When a wing dries up, it's considered as if it's missing. And therefore the animal already is not suitable for a milika because it's hased an evid. It's missing a limb. Drying is like missing a limb. Shinismit aneha. One of its eyes was gouged. Not that the animal is blind, that the bird is blind. It's missing an eyeball. The eye was taken out. That makes it a baal mum, blemished. V'shenikta'a ragla. Or it was missing a leg. Again, these are cases of mamash baal mum. Before melika. So therefore, the melika doesn't work on such things. Baal mum. So they have all these cases. So therefore, even if you made a melika on these items, the melika does not kosher it. It has a din of a nevela, it's baal mum, some of these cases, and therefore it will be mitameh. It has a din of nevela, if a person swallows it or eats it, it has a din of tum'ah. Now the Mishnah gives a rule. Ze akilam. Kol shepesalo bakodesh, eno mitameh bebet abeliyah. Anything that became pasul in the kodesh is not mitameh bebet abeliyah. But if the pasul is not in the kodesh, mitameh bet abeliyah. What does that mean? Nashi. Shepesula bakodesh sheba la azara bechshera. It came into the azara already kasher, and then became pasul. For example, the bird came into the azara kasher, and then you slaughtered it with your the guy's left hand, or you slaughtered it at night. So it was a side thing. It came to the Azara, there was no problem with it. And something else happened, side point happened. So again, the rule basically with these types of korbanot is, if you brought them on the Mizbeach, lo yered, therefore it's considered a shechita kishira, therefore it's not going to be mitameh. But if it became tameh, let's say, outside of the Azara, which is it's not an issue of coming to the Azara. For example, you use a knife. So therefore that's going to do with coming to the Azara or not. That's using a knife. He didn't make a proper shechita. That's considered a stam a nivela. It's got nothing to do with the azara or things like that. Kol she'en pesulo b'kodesh, kolel mikim kedumat melikat torim. Right, the birds that didn't reach the time, even before the azara, it's pasul. That's an example. The torim that did not reach its age yet, or a bene yona that is too old. Even before you got into the Azara.
The eyes, the wing.
Right? The eyes, the wing, those cases.
What if it became
Ba'al Mum in the Azara? Okay, if it became Ba'al Mum in the Azara, also it's going to be Pasul. It could be Pasul outside. Even before it goes to the Azara, it's Pasul.
Is it Malak Besakin?
That's not going to include that case. That won't include that case. That's the Amma case. That's Pasul because it's not a Shekhat, because it's a regular Nevela. Yeah, I saw Sakin. But I don't know, these rules, only would include the ones I told you, missing an Eved, missing an age and stuff like that.
Everybody would agree.
Of course, he says here. According to that, should be okay because it's done by Kodesh. Yeah, the Shita Mekubes asked that question. What about Sakin?
Well, if you strangle the animal.
The psul was in the azara. The yesh tomar she ends the psul lechem b'malak avodat korban. Right, which means it's not a psul sakin in the service of the korban. It's just it's a psul of
it's not a service.
You didn't do any avodah. Tomar, when you did an avodah outside or inside. This guy doesn't want avodah. It's this time you mutilated it. You didn't slaughter it correctly. Gemara begins. Amar Rav Shmuel. Amar Rav. Semol ve'laila en mitameim bebet bedal. Zar ve'sakin. Okay, zar we're going to say a stranger, meaning a non-kohen, made the milika. No good. That's going to be a problem, and therefore it's going to be mitameh. Ve'sakin, knife, the Mishnah said. So Gemara says, what's the reason why Simol, you tell me, is okay to eat lehechshera b'yom kippurim? Because we have a case where left hand works on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, the Kohen walks into the Kodesh Kodashim with the ketoret in his left hand. So we have a case where left hand is good. So therefore, if you did melika with the left hand, it's going to be considered okay. Velaila, also night, we have a service. Itle hakshara be'evarim u'penarim. The limbs of the korban ola that burned the whole night. So that's a service at night. So laila, also I could say, is okay, because we see somewhere else that laila is good. However, the Gemara is, zar nameh, itle hakshara b'shchita. So therefore, zar should also be considered, a non-kohen should also be considered a valid service, because we see that in a shechita of a regular korban, zar is okay. So therefore, if a zar makes melika, it should be okay. It should not be mitameh, mitameh yah, it should not be considered a nevela. For the same reason we found smol, and for the same reason we found laila in another service, we found zar in a service, zar is kashen b'shechita. It's not avodah. Shechita, the avodah doesn't start in shechita. Avodah starts with kabbalat adam. So therefore, you didn't find a service, which means small over there bringing the ketoret in. That's a service on Kippur. Laila, putting the evarim, the bones of the olah and the mizbeah. That's a service. So we found a service over here, but shechita bezar. You're right, it's showing that's kashim. That's like I said, the part of the avodah. So then we have no da'aya that if a zad does medika, it's going to be okay. It's like I said, an avodah. So Gemara says, velo? What do you mean, shechita zar avodah? Yeah, amar bizera. Shechitat para bezar pesula. If a para aduma was slaughtered by a zar, by a stranger, not quite, it's pesula. Rav Anan, Rav pointed to the pasuk to prove this. El Azar v'chuka, because it says it has to be slaughtered by El Azar a kohen, and it says the word chuka, which teaches me it's me'akev, because anytime the Torah says chok, that means it's me'akev. So you see clearly. What are you telling me? It's not avodah. You see, it is avodah. You see that by the para aduma, kohen is necessary, and then shechita bezar is. Pesula. So that shows me what? It is a mandatory service. And therefore, by regular shechita, that you see shechita is keshira bezad, it's avodah, and therefore you see, if this avodah is okay, so therefore medika bezad should be okay. Gemara says, shani para tekoche bedekabayiti. Gemara says, now para is different. Para is not a regular korban. Para has a deen of it's sanctified for its value, but it's not considered a sacrifice. So we have no ra'aya, just because para aduma is keshera or dafka needs a kohen, that you have no ra'aya to other korbanot. Don't bring me ra'aya from para aduma. Para aduma is not a korban. So even though you tell me it needs a kohen, that doesn't prove to me that it's necessarily. That I can compare it to other items. This is different. Why? It's not a korban. It's called kochebet kabayim. Don't you have to slaughter the paraduma?
Yeah, but no,
but
the question about
shechita, shechita is not part of avodah. Gemara says shechita is not avodah. Avodah starts at kabbalat adam. Shechita kishra bezar. It's not considered one of the avodot. If he's shechet, if the kohen shechet with the wrong kavanah, yes, they could consider pigud. No, like I said, still not considered avodah. Avodah starts with the kabbalat adam. The Gemara is saying this as a fact. Right or wrong?
By
the way, you would not let us, if it was avodah, we would not let us do it. That's the point. We would not let us do it. Shemitah bizarre. It's fact. Fact. Go slow. Go slow. Go slow. So, before we talk about it, the Gemara is saying, Milika bizarre is going to be making it a nevela. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Why should Melika Bezar make a nevela? We found Shechita Bezar is Kishera. So the Gemara's answer is that Shechita is not an avodah. Because you see, it's not, by the way, if the proof of the matter is, you see that Shechita is done even by Chulin, even by a regular animal, Shechita is done. And therefore, you never found an avodah that the Zar is Kishera. Melika is avodah. Mind you, Milika is an avodah because it's a service only done by a bird. So you can't bring me an ayah from Shechita Bezal to Milika Bezal. We all agree Milika is an avodah because you don't do Milika outside of the service of the Beit HaMikdash. So just because you found Shechita Bezal Keshira, Shechita is an avodah. Shechita is done all over the place. So what are you talking about? The Paraduma. Paraduma, where you see they're making such a big deal out of the Shechita, that it's got to be done dafka by a Kohen, that it's got to be done, and if it's not done by a Kohen, it's Me'akev. So obviously it sounds like it's serious, it's Avodah. No, don't bring me that for Paraduma. Paraduma is a different deen altogether. Paraduma is not a Korban, Bechlal. It's considered, what do you call it, Kochev Edekabayit. It has a Kedushat, but not Kedushat Korban. So whatever you do by Paraduma, don't know Raya. So the Gemara then asks, wait. ולא כל דחנו so now make a כל שכן קודשי בית כבית באו כהונה קודשי מזבח מבעיה now the Gemara has a question if you tell me that קודשי פרה אדומה which is a lower level דווקא needs a כהן so לכאורה קודשי מזבח certainly should need a כהן so the Gemara is asking a question now that, what are you talking about if this is mandatory כהן and for the lower level, so certainly regular Korban with a high level, certainly should need a Kohen. So the Gemara says, which means what? Therefore, the Chaura, it is Avodah. It is Avodah. If by Parah Adoma you're calling it an Avodah, they're assuming at this point, Parah you're calling it an Avodah, but it's not Kochem Esbayah. So certainly Kochem Esbayah, which is a higher level, certainly would be considered Avodah, and therefore Zar Kohen should be needed, and from the back you see Kohen is, continue the thought, and back you see Kohen is not needed, so therefore you can see what, that just like Zar is kosher over here, Zar should be kosher by Melika. Yabarat Amar Rav Shisha Bered Rav Idi, Midi Dehavi Abarot Nega'im, Terav Avodah, Hi Ubaya Keuna. So Zara, we have cases that are not avodah, but still need kohanim. You can't just say automatically if it's an avodah it needs kehuna. For example, marot negaim. Who's able to say that this house has a nega on it or a person has a nega on it? Only a kohen could read negaim. If a non-kohen reads it, it's nothing. Even though it's not avodah, it's not ra'ayah that just because it's right, that has to be by Kohen, then automatically it's Avodah. We have cases that it's not Avodah, and it can still be done by a Kohen. So the Gemara then says, also, therefore, so Ela what? It's Gezerat HaKatuv by Paraduma. Paraduma is Gezerat HaKatuv, it's a special item that we say that needs a Kohen, not because it's a Korban. Just like by Nigaim, that says it needs a Kohen, nothing to do with Avodah. And therefore, you have no ra'ayah. Right, you can't make a kamachomer. Because I'll tell you, this is a gezerat ha-katuv. Just like nega'im, that's not a avodah, needs a kohen. Paraduma is not a avodah, but needs a kohen. Don't bring me a kamachomer. And then I'll tell you, shechita bezar has nothing to do with melika. Therefore, you can't learn one from the other. So the Gemara is, b'nilaf mibama.
Oh, Gemara says go do derech. Shechita on a bama. Bama is the private korbanot. Now, not only can a zar make shechita by a bama, he can actually bring the korban on a private mizbeach that they built before they had Beit HaMikdash or before they had Mishkan. So that the bama in the backyard. Yeah. So who brought on the bama zar? Even they had a Mishkan that was Heter Bamot. But you were able to bring private korbanot on the bama. Public korbanot had to be brought in the Mishkan. But the point is, who brings on the private bama? The zar. Now that's avodah. Oh, so we found that avodah bezar is okay. So therefore, we should say what? That the milika of a zar should be okay. Milika is avodah. Just like the avodah of a zar is okay on a bama, so the milika, which is also an avodah of a zar, should be okay. Should make the animal kosher. So the Gemara says, "Mi bama lo yalif." We don't learn from bama. You're learning Beit HaMikdash stuff from the bama. We don't compare it to different story. The Gemara says, "Who told you that? Velo? Who told you don't learn one from the other?" Ve'atanya minayin yotze she'im ala lo yered. You have a korban. It's kodesh. It left the azara. That's called yotze. Once it leaves the azara, it's pasul. How do we know if it left the azara and then put it on the mizbeach anyway? That you leave it on the mizbeach. So we learn that from sharei yotze kasher bebama. They learn it from bama because every bama is yotze. The guy is in his backyard. The meat never went into the azara. The meat is always considered outside. And what's the deen by bama? You put it on the mizbeach. So we are learning laws from the Beit HaMikdash from the bama to the Beit HaMikdash. So what are you telling me? So Yabara says, Tana zot Torah ta'ola samichle. So Yabara says, you want to know the truth? We don't learn from bama anything. You just told me we learned the law of outside. We don't even learn the law of outside from Bama. That was just an asmachta. Really, we learn it from a pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Zot Torah Ta'ola. From the fact that it says Zot Torah Ta'ola, the word Zot is an exclusionary terminology. Zot, limits. And the Gemara says, Derasha, that certain types of things that are done to the Ola, if it was, if it wasn't legitimately done, it could stay on the mizbeach. Zot Torah Ta'ola, sometimes the word Torah Ta'ola is inclusionary. Zot is an exclusion, Torah Ta'ola is an inclusion. To teach me, some things that are done by Pisul, leave it on the mizbeach. Lo yered. But Zot, some things that are done by Pisul, yered. And the Gemara says, which ones are it's including, which ones is it's excluding? The Gemara says, if it was, Ola, you stored it. And a piece of meat went outside the Azara, yered. Take it off the mizbeach. So we're not learning from Bama. And therefore you learn nothing from Bama. And therefore, just because a Zahar can bring on a Bama, has no raya to Milika in the Beit HaMikdash. Chutz, you learn from Bama? No, that was just an asmachta where we said Bama. The Rasha is from Zot Torah Ta'ola. And therefore, the Maaseh, if a Zahar makes Milika, it's not going to be a legitimate item. And therefore, it's a Nevelah. Right, therefore it's going to be mitameh in Beit HaBeliah. So comes the Gemara and says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Zar in mitameh in Beit HaBeliah. After we did all that, Rabbi Yochanan comes in and says, no. Zar is okay. The Zar did it, it's not mitameh in Beit HaBeliah. Sakin mitameh in Beit HaBeliah. But Sakin here. So he agrees with the Mishnah as part of Sakin. Now Amishnah didn't say Zar, so he's not arguing on the Mishnah. Amishnah never discussed Zar. That was in the Gemara. So the Biyana could argue. The Biyana said, I hold that the Zahar's item is okay, and therefore it's not going to be mitameh. So now we have to bring an ayah for the Biyana. Tanan. First line of the Mishnah. That's the parenthetical that we read. Kol ha-pisulin. Shemalku medikatan pisula. Kol ha-pisulin. What did the Mishnah say? All the pisulin that makes medika is pasul, but it's not mitameh. What is the word kol coming to include? Bishnamar b'yuhanan kol laitu yezar. The kol is coming to include a zar. To tell me what? That even if a zar slaughters, it's pasul, but it's lachemi metameh. Because that's the line of the Mishnah. However, Ela Lerav, according to the first rabbi, kol laitu yemai, what's the kol coming to include? He says zar also is metameh beta bidia. So he says, laitu yez simon velaila. It's coming to include left hand and night. To tell me all the pisulim, a left-handed or a knight, if he did it, it's no good, but it's not mitameh. It's going to be a small velayla beheja ketani. What do I need it to include? It says befirush in the Mishnah, a left-handed knight. Why do I need a cult to include something that's explicit? Tana v'adar mefaresh. Well, it does that sometimes. Sometimes the Tana includes it from an extra word, called, and then it says a befirush. In the Mishnah first wrote call, and then sometimes they write it. That's not such a great answer. But we have no choice. There's a style like that. Okay. So now the Gemara. I'll bring another ayah. Zeaklal. I'm Tashema. We learned in our Mishnah. Zeaklal. Kol shaya pesulo bakodesh eno mitame begadim abetabiliyah. Now don't get confused when you see mitame begadim over here. Because there is a law that once the guy's eating it, this, let's say, nivela, so it's mitame betabiliyah letame begadim sha'alav. The clothes that he's wearing become tameh as well. Not only is he eating something that's tameh, but it itself has the power to be mitameh begadim sha'alav. That's part of the law. So they always put that together. Mitameh beta bedi'al mitameh begadim. That goes together. Don't get confused with that. Ochel nivlat of ta'or nitmahu vegam begadim o kedim. Shenogeya behem b'shat shene vedam begrono. Right. Whenever he's touching even. At the time that the thing is in his throat, becomes tamei as well. Okay, so Tashema, let's read again. Zeh aklal, kol sheya pesulo bakodesh, meaning if the psul came in the kodesh. So what did we say? The psul came in the kodesh. So then everything was kosher up until you got into the kodesh. So then we said it's not mitameh betabidiyah. So it says enu mitameh betabidiyah. Bishlamal Rabbi Yochanan kol laituye. Zah. Right. The language was kol sheya pesulo bakodesh. So call is coming to include Zahar. It came in the Kodesh, it was okay. Call is coming to include that the Zahar slaughtered it, and it's saying it's not mitameh betabidiyah. However, according to Rav, what's the call of the Mishnah coming to include? What are you talking about? V'letameh shelo haya pesulo bakodesh la'itu yemai. The second part of the Mishnah is call shelo haya pesulo bakodesh. That means the pesul came outside. So according to what is that call coming to include? The call says that if he did it outside, for example, let's say it was underage or overage, we came pasul even before it came into the Kodesh. So you're telling me the call of the Resha is coming to include something. What's the call, according to you, what's the call of the Sefa coming to include? Ela Resha la'ituye Shaitat Kadashim Bifnim. So I'll give you a case. We didn't discuss a case and now Mishnah of Shechitat Kadashim Bifnim. Let's say you have a bird. You slaughtered the bird of Kodesh inside. Normally Shechitat kosher is a bird. But bird of Kadashim, how are you supposed to slaughter it? Milika. So what do you say in a case where you made Shechitah on a bird inside? So since Shechitah kosher is the bird, even though it might not be kasher for Korban, it's not going to make it a tameh betabiliyah. So that's what the call is coming to include. Kol shepesulo bakodesh. Which means, the bird was, everything was fine, until it got into the kodesh, everything was fine. And then what did the guy do? He made a shechitah. The hadush of the Mishnah, not zar. The call is coming to include shechitat, a bird bakodesh. That what? That the shechitah coaches it, the inyan, that it's not going to be tameh. Oh, and what's the call where it says it became tameh outside? Was outside sefa la'itu milikat chulin b'chutz. Another case that the Mishnah didn't discuss. Let's say I made milika on a regular bird outside the azara. Milika doesn't apply to regular birds, right? Milika only applies to kodesh. So therefore, the Mishnah is coming to say that if the call of the sefa is it became pasuk outside the azara. What's the case of outside the azara? Why took chulin, never came to the azara. It's a regular bird. And I made milika on it, zero. Therefore it's a nevela, and therefore it's going to be mitameh betabiliyah. So therefore you have no ra'ayah from Rabbi Yohanan from our Mishnah. That's the point. We try to bring a ra'ayah from the calls. Calls coming to include a zav and all that. No, you have no ra'ayah. Like, I can include other cases that were not discussed in the Mishnah. But the Gemara brings a bright data to support Rabbi Yohanan. Tanya kibetet Rabbi Yohanan, melaka zav. Zav made milika, melaka pasul. Let's say Kohen was pasul. Hapigul. Okay, what is that? Let's say the Kohen at the time of the Milika had a machshavat pigul. The Kohen was making, Milika. And at that time he was thinking to eat it outside of its time. Van notar, or it's past its time. It's notar, vat tameh, or the off became tameh after the Milika, and mitameim abetabili'ah. All these cases are not going to be mitameh abetabili'ah. Let's review the cases. It's all the braita. Number one, zar is not mitameh abetabili'ah. That's it, that's our proof. Once you tell me zar is not mitameh abetabili'ah, that's an ayah for Rabbi Yohanan. What else? Pasul, a Kohen Pasul made the Medika. Also, it's going to be okay. Meaning it's not going to be Metameh. What else? Pigul. That's the Hadush, which means even though he made the Medika, so Medika is okay. Even though he had a Pigul thought, could you bring this Pigul on the Mizbayah? No. So even though it's Pigul, but it doesn't make it a Nevela. Or let's say it became Notar. Even though it's leftover now, Notar is asur to eat, but the Medika kosher it. That's the point over here. That even though the chalat is asur to eat, but it's not a nevela, therefore if a person ate it, it's not going to be mitameh. So again, zar, pasul, became pigul, or became notar. In all these cases over here, as long as you made the melika, it's going to be okay. No, Mishnah didn't say the word zar. Mishnah didn't say the word zar. What? Yeah, but I could say that call is coming to include a different case, not coming to include zar. That was giving us proof to Rabbi Yohanan. That's the case of Zar. Where the animal came in kasher in the Kodesh, and that was Zar did it. And the Mishnah says it's not Metameh B'tabadi'ah. Well, no, I can say the cause coming to include a different case. So you have no Raya from that. So therefore, wait. So therefore, comes out we have a big machloket over here between Rabbi Yohanan and Rav. Is shechitat, is milikat zar? That's what we have to get out of this Gemara. Machloket in milikat zar, metameh, betabili'ah.